Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Mesut Ozil is in here! Beautiful goal! Walcott! What a goal! It's been flicked in by Alexis Sanchez, a quality goal from the Gunners!
Hello and welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast for the week of Monday, the 27th of February. I'm your host, Russell Hargreaves. Coming up on this week's show, we talk to Peter Cech about the psychology of penalties. We remember a five-star European performance in this week's history lesson. The great Adrian Clarke is back for another dose of the chalkboard. But we kick off by going around the club with our very own Max Jones.
It's time to go around the club with Max Jones.
So, we go around the club with Arsenal.com's Max Jones, as we do roughly once a month. Max, nice to have you back in the studio here at Emirates Stadium. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Russ. Yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. Of course, we were commentating together for Arsenal.com on Friday for Arsenal under-23s. Premier League 2, 4-1 win against Chelsea. We'll come back to that. But before, some very interesting news hot off the press regarding the academy.
Yeah, it's big news for the academy, a big name who's been involved for the past three seasons with the academy, and that's Andries Jonker, who was the general manager of the academy. He's now gone to become head coach at Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga. So those fans who remember when he joined, he signed from Wolfsburg. He was their assistant manager at the time. He's got a long history of management, and he's coached our under-19s as well in the youth league, alongside the likes of Freddie Ljungberg this season and Thierry Henry last season. So, yeah, it's a great step for him, and we understand that the club have sent him off with all their best wishes and hope that he has all of the success for the future.
Yes, that he very much deserves, absolutely. OK, Max, so Premier League 2, very impressive performance at London Colney, as we both commentated on, as I say, 4-1 against a team who, of course, are recent champions of the equivalent league and who were above Arsenal in the table and are just now but only on points difference.
Yeah, and you've got to remember with this Chelsea side, I think we said at the time that they'd won the FA Youth Cup and League Double and also the Youth League as well. So this isn't just one of the best academies in the country. This is one of the best academies in Europe. And Arsenal absolutely tore them apart in that game on Friday. So yeah, like you said, it means that we're now level on points to them. It's only goal difference that separates the two. But that 4-1 win is certainly going to go some of the way to reducing that gap. There were brilliant standout performances from a number of players. Ben Sheaf we touched upon, but I don't think we focused too much on Donyell Marlon. But two assists and a goal for him. What a performance it was by him, wasn't it? And I think overall, after seeing how influential Mason Mount, the Chelsea number 10, was in the first half, Arsenal have got to be delighted with how well they nullified his threat in the second and just kept solid at the back, and Rob Holding had a huge part to play for that.
Yeah, he most certainly did. So Rob Holding, Donyell Marlon, as you rightly say, Reece Nelson and Danny Welbeck all getting the goals. Let's hear a bit from Rob, who spoke to Arsenal.com post-match at London Colney.
Yeah, that's what it was for the likes of me, Danny Jenkinson. It was just a chance to get 90 minutes, so happy with getting the full 90 minutes, and we won the game as well, which was nice. There's good quality in there. You've got the likes of Reece Nelson and Chrissy Willock, and obviously Ainsley and Jeff were in there as well, who were solid in the midfield. And playing alongside Ben Sheaf, he's a good player, so it's easy enough. Yeah, it's a chance to rest the legs, rest up and go again at Liverpool away in the next game, 4th of March. So, yeah, looking forward to that, hopefully be involved with the display today, maybe being more in the manager's thoughts. So it's always positive, and we'll go again on that Saturday.
Rob Holding there. One, to be fair, of several experienced players in the Arsenal team. Packed it with players, mostly under 23, to be fair, but with notable first-team experience. And that's exciting, isn't it? There's the youngsters coming through, the likes of a Reece Nelson, who haven't quite got there yet, but just joining what is this very nice balance for me.
Yeah, these are players like Reece Nelson, Ainsley Maitland-Niles, of course, last season, before he made the step up to being a first-team regular. These are players who are training regularly with Arsene Wenger's first team. They're learning from these sorts of players all the time and are playing in a match scenario with the likes of Danny Welbeck, Emi Martinez, Carl Jenkinson and Rob Holding as well, is only going to be beneficial to them.
And let's just focus as well on Danielle Marlon from the Ajax Academy, young Dutchman, quite an academy that, as we know, and full of running. And as you rightly said, quiet for the first half an hour, and boy, did he explode into that game. And he has got a lot of qualities, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really does. He's a ball of energy, isn't he? He's just a real live wire. As soon as he spots the run, he's going to make the run, and he's so direct as well, isn't he? And we saw there are a few deliveries from the right-hand side which weren't that great, but when it mattered and when Arsenal needed the goals, he was there to deliver. He pulled back, I believe he got the assist for Reece Nelson's, didn't he, where he pulled it back into his path. If you haven't seen that Reece Nelson goal, by the way, check it out on Arsenal.com. It's fantastic. Of course, he was there to score Arsenal's goal and also win the penalty with a magnificent first touch, which just took it away from the defender, and he had no other choice but to bring Marlon down. So, yeah, great performances all round. And I just wanted to highlight Ainsley Maitland-Niles as well.
Yeah.
This may sound
everywhere,
like...
Everywhere on the field. He was popping up. I think we said, didn't we? We joked in commentary, in about 9 of the 11 positions over the game. Mm.
Listen, Russ, as the Arsenal Weekly podcast, we're going to be favourable towards our players. But there were many Arsenal fans who were disappointed that we didn't sign Kante in the summer. Obviously, Kante is a world-class player. He's proven it for Leicester, Chelsea and France as well. Ainsley Maitland-Niles is a long way off that. I'm not saying that he is the equivalent of Kante, but he has all of the raw attributes, as we saw in that game, to cover so much ground and win the ball back. He's got a footballer's brain, so he can read the danger, and his distribution is fantastic as well. So if you want to get excited about one youngster in that team who is probably going to be pushing for a first-team place in the next couple of seasons, Ainsley Maitland-Niles is your man.
Let's move on from there, if we can, to another really interesting story, which is Kelly Smith's testimonial. Of course, Kelly joined us on the show a few weeks ago, which was brilliant. It's all now been really kind of signed off as it should be, with a befitting kind of day and tribute.
Yeah, I mean, she really brought the curtain down on that 21-year career. She's won everything, hasn't she? She's a fantastic player, a true legend of Arsenal ladies and English football as well. Unfortunately, though, in this testimonial, she wasn't able to play, but it's positive news anyway, because she was pregnant. So there's great news all round. However, it did allow her to get a guard of honour when she came on to take a penalty, which guest referee Howard Webb awarded. It was just a great occasion for the Arsenal fans to be able to see Kelly score one final goal for Arsenal wearing that number 10 shirt, as she's done over the years. It was brilliant. And there were so many faces from the past as well. Casey Stoney, Faye White, Marianne Spacey, even former England manager Hope Powell played as well. And like I said, Howard Webb refereeing was in great form. He made a headed clearance at one point. The afternoon ended with a lap of honour in front of almost 2,500 fans at Boreham Wood. So it was a great turnout, and I'm really happy that Kelly was able to go out on a high.
On that note, let's hear from an emotional Kelly at the final whistle.
I tried to stop the tears coming, I think you have to let the emotion, take you over, because it's such an important day for me and my family. And I just said to all the girls before the mic got to me that I'm so proud to have played for Arsenal all these years and represented this fantastic club. It really does mean the world to me. I'm still a part of the club, obviously, with my coaching role, which I'm thrilled to be. It was always going to be hard to step away from this fantastic club. Emotion-wise, I've just had a fantastic day, one that I'll remember forever. The stage penalty at the end, to see the Kelly Smith face masks, and just seeing all the friends that I have that have made the effort to come from afar, to make this day so special for me.
Kelly Smith there, and someone who, as you say, has left one hell of a legacy, has been such a key person, and yeah, it'd be fascinating to see in the future who could come up and almost be the new Kelly Smith, if anyone could comparably be so and fill those illustrious boots.
Well, that's interesting, actually, because my one to watch this week, well, this month, I should say...
Is it not Eddie Nketiah for the first time all season?
It's not Eddie Nketiah. It is... It's going to be a ladies' player. It's only apt to use a ladies' player, especially with the spring series starting this month. And I chose a player who I feel is going to make just a huge impact every time she sets foot on the pitch. As we mentioned, we're looking for the next player to kind of step into that Kelly Smith role at the club, starting young, staying at the club and just being a true inspiration for the younger players. She's only 19 and this is only her second season since she made her breakthrough season, but I think Leah Williamson is going to have a huge role to play in this Arsenal ladies side in the spring series and when the normal league starts up again in September. I think she's going to be brilliant. She's already captain England under 19s and I've no doubt that she'll go on to captain England, the full senior team in the future as well. I think the reason it's going to be such a big season for her is she started her senior career as a midfielder. She's now moved a bit further back, kind of like Ben Sheaf. Mm-hmm. So now she's playing at centre-back and with the likes of Casey Stoney and Josephine Henning leaving in this transfer window, I'm really expecting her to step up and be such a key figure for Arsenal in that back line.
We'll keep a very close eye on that. Thank you very much indeed to Max Jones from Arsenal.com joining us to go around the club here on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast. Come back.
Thanks for having me.
The psychology of the penalty is for many one of the most intriguing assets of modern day football. And talking about the one-on-one battle during the penalty kick, Arsenal's number one, Peter Cech.
Petter, there's a theory that in the last 20 minutes of games, late penalties tend to go down the middle. Have you noticed that as a goalkeeper yourself?
I don't think it's a rule. Obviously, the player probably in the last minute, you think, OK, it's a safer option at this point of a... year, you know, when I face seven penalties and five goes in the middle, I have to say, you know, probably is the safest option for a lot of players. But on the other hand, you know, I think you read in the last minute what you see on the pitch, the decision. Obviously, you study and you prepare for the game. You see who can be the possible takers, and as well, I think you consider what's the point of the game. Whether the team is winning, losing, how big pressure is on the player or is not, because obviously when you have a start of the game, minute 10, you have a penalty and there is not, you know, you are 1-0 up or 0-0, then obviously the pressure on the player is much less than if it's last minute and you have to score in order to win or you have to score in order to get a point. So you have to think about that as well. But on the other hand, you know, you're prepared. You know what can happen when you see the player taking the ball. You see the way they, you know, they take the ball, how far they go off the ball. You know, you can see whether they will shoot strong, whether they will place the ball. And it plays a lot of things you need to consider. But in the end, you make the final decision you make is not about, you know, I never make the decision like, OK, I go left. And however the player run, I go left. No, the decision is you make possibilities, probabilities. You see the way the situation goes. But on the last split of the second, you read what the player tries to do. And this is probably when you make the final decision, is that split of the second. So there are probably goalkeepers who just decide prior to the kick, say, OK, I go right, whatever. I don't know. Because everybody can have a slightly different approach to it. But, you know, my approach has been working until this season quite well. But unfortunately, you know, the players keep their calm and manage to, you know, manage to score against me this season. So hopefully there'll be a moment where it reverses.
How much then is down to luck? And
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
How much is down to that judgment you talk about?
No, there is a little element of luck, obviously, yes. But on the other hand, it's not only about luck, it's about skills of the players. Because if you have a skillful player who can keep this nerve and just execute the penalty spot, you can go right away, you can go in the right timing, and you will never save it. Because it, when the kick is kicked well, you know, well, then obviously you have no chance. And but it's not only, I wouldn't just take it down to luck. There is a little element of luck, obviously, yes. If you go right away, then you need to make sure, you know, you need to be a bit lucky that the ball goes right height or the right speed that you get there. But if you manage to touch it, then if it hits the post, goes in, then you can say, well, okay, this is about a little bit of luck. But on the other hand, I believe it's about the skill of the player, which gives you either chance or not. And as well as the skill of the goalkeeper.
It seems less likely that a goalkeeper will stand still. They normally go one way or the other. Are you tempted just to stand there sometimes?
Yes, of course. But then, you know, sometimes when you see the way the player, you know, runs towards the ball, it hardly, you know, there are many situations that you hardly believe that in that fraction of the second when the decision is made and the position of the player is there, that you think, okay, now he's hardly going to change. But obviously, some people show the way that they disguise the shot very well, and it can happen. But it's true that in the modern game, you can get as many information as you can. So, and I'm sure as goalkeepers, we prepare. Obviously, the players, they prepare as well, who they face. And maybe this, it comes down to this as well.
And it's Adams, put through by Bold! Would you believe it? Or Charlie George, who can hit him? Oh, a clean goal!
It's off for grabs now! Thomas! Right at the end!
On the 2nd of March, the year 2000, Arsenal beat Deportivo La Coruña 5-1 at Highbury in the first leg of their UEFA Cup fourth round tie.
Donato going across with Henri.
Lee Dixon! Where did he come from?
Bergkamp took that nicely on the half turn. That enabled the pass to go to Overmars. In comes Henri!
Slick and snappy from Arsenal.
Petit with the free kick.
And round the back, Thierry Henri with a header.
Oh, Kanu!
Wonderful finish. Smiles all around Highbury.
So Bergkamp stays on and takes the free kick
and scores from it via the deflection.
And heads for the bench to be replaced now by Ray Parlour.
Arsenal would go on to win the tie 6-3 over the two legs en route to the final, where they then lost 4-1 on penalties to Galatasaray. There'll be another history lesson next week, but now it's time to look ahead to a key Premier League battle at Anfield.
The Chalkboard with Adrian Clark.
Well, delighted to say that we're joined at the chalkboard by none other than Adrian Clark. Clarkie, how are you doing, mate?
Hello, Russ. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Didn't know what to do with myself at the weekend. No Arsenal game. So, yeah, I'm glad we've got something to look forward to this week.
We most certainly do. And I tell you what, just hearing our very, very poignant and memorable history lesson from a couple of moments ago on the show, I think of partnerships, Petit and Vieira, Bergkamp and Henry all featuring in that game. What would be your best Arsenal player partnership of all time?
Well, it's been some good ones. Yeah. I mean, there's some obvious ones, aren't there, with your Henry and Bergkamp and whatnot. I'll tell you who springs to mind that's a bit forgotten, really, as a really good partnership. I think that's Alan Smith with Ian Wright. I was at the club at the time as a schoolboy coming through, and then I got to play with both of them, and that was a really good combination. If you go into that era as well, Dixon and Rocastle, that was a really telepathic communication they had down the right-hand side for Arsenal. Really, really exciting to watch. Winterburn, whenever I see him on the matchday show, he always talks about playing with Overmars and how easy it was and how well they clicked. So, yeah, those are ones that stand out. Adams and Bold, I mean, I don't know if they've had a mention, but yeah, we've had some great partnerships. So, but yeah, do you know what? Thinking about me as a fan, I really enjoyed watching Lee Dixon and David Rocastle. I think that's a partnership that isn't talked about enough.
Liking your thoughts there. Thank you very much, Clarkie. Now, the partnerships of the modern-day Arsenal team will be sorely tested, won't they, with a massive game against Liverpool, the tea-time kick-off at Anfield this coming weekend.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's a hugely important game, isn't it? It's a real tough one, I think, for Arsenal. Liverpool have had a rotten run, but that home win against Spurs has seemingly turned the corner for them. So yeah, this is a very tough fixture. That is fourth against fifth. The loser will suddenly be up against it to make it into the top four. That's how big it is. The winner will be eyeing up runners-up spot quite legitimately. So it's a pivotal crossroads game. And, Arsenal will have to be at their very best, I think, to get the 3 points in this one, which I think they're more than capable of, but they have to play well and they have to box clever too.
And Liverpool have been the subject of a fair degree of criticism themselves of late. So much brightness and positivity on the whole, I think, still under Jurgen Klopp. But let's be frank, like Arsenal, their January was hardly stellar, was it?
Well, no, they shocker, didn't they? They really did. Yeah, it's been a strange season for Jurgen Klopp's men. They've lost some really silly games. Defensively, I think they've got a lot of vulnerabilities. I can't quite believe that they didn't strengthen in January in terms of the back four, even the goalkeeping situation. Neither man has really nailed down that spot. So, yeah, look, Jurgen Klopp's got a few things to think about, but they are a strong side. As they showed against Spurs in that bounce-back game for them, winning 2-0, pretty much dominated it. When they're hot, Liverpool, they're extremely hard to play against. And the worry for Arsenal is that they've been hot in all the big games this season. I mean, they've beaten Chelsea away, they've beaten Arsenal away, they've beaten Spurs and City at home, they've picked up good draws against Chelsea, against Spurs, against Manchester United. They reserve their best performances for these top six battles. So this is a very if Arsenal were to win at Anfield, they'd be the only team in the current top 10 to beat Liverpool, home or away. So that's the task in hand.
I can imagine that someone like Sadio Mane is part of that fluid and very potent front three for Liverpool might feature in one of your head-to-head battles, because there are plenty, aren't there?
Yeah, you've read my mind.
Adrian, often do. We're a good double act at times.
Yeah, we've been doing this too long. I picked out Mane against Gibbs as my key head-to-head, providing Gibbs gets the nod ahead of Monreal, which I'd imagine he would. He seems to be in the box seat at the moment. Kieran needs to pick and choose the moments that he goes forward. And I would, if I was the manager, I would be telling him to be very careful about leaving his post, because Mane has the speed, he has the directness, the skill to really punish Arsenal down that right-hand side for Liverpool. So, look, Kieran is going to have to defend excellently in this game, because he will come under an awful lot of pressure. Mane destroys Spurs. They will look to feed him at every opportunity. So and he also gets into the box, doesn't he? So Gibbs either needs to go with him or pass him on to Laurent Koscielny if he's fit, or whoever is fit to play at the centre-half department. They need to communicate. So, yeah, Mane v Gibbs is a key head-to-head.
Tell you what, just while we're on it, because I don't think we've really explored this a huge amount yet, if Arsenal are to hurt Liverpool, what do they specifically need to do? I appreciate the goalkeeper situation. I wouldn't say that even now that their centre-half partnerships are necessarily a real forte of the club. What do you think Arsenal need to do?
Well, they've got a few vulnerabilities. I think that the corners, they've struggled badly all season. I've analysed a few of the goals they've conceded, and there've been so many where we have won the first, not we, where opponents have won the header at a corner. It's dropped down in the box and bang, it's been tucked away. Liverpool are terrible in that department. And for that reason, I just wonder if Olivier Giroud might get the nod in this game. I think it might be a match to have a big player in attack, just to load up that box from set plays. That's one area you can hurt them. And from counters, I would like to see Arsenal sit tight in this game. I want to see them in many respects. I'm happy if they sacrifice possession. I like the look of, we're not going to change the system where it's unlikely, but I would think a 4-3-1-2 might work really well against them, where you've got two up top, and they don't like playing against two up top because the centre halves are questionable. I think that would work really well. Stay nice and solid and then hit them hard and fast on the break. So, look, we'll have to wait and see. But there's a couple of areas we can definitely hurt Liverpool.
Boiling all of that down, then, this is where you earn your coin. In a sentence, how do you beat Liverpool?
Right, you beat Liverpool by being mentally strong in this game, because you will have to withstand a storm. You are strong mentally, you hold firm, and then when you get your opportunities, you have to be clinical, and that is the way to beat them. No one has beaten Liverpool at Anfield so far this season out of the top six. Arsenal are capable of doing it.
It's a long sentence, but I like it. We'll let you away. Adrian Clark, before you go, my friend, tell you what, there's been a biblical monsoon here at the Emirates Stadium. Not entirely sure quite where that's gone from the last few minutes, but struggling his way in, sodden like a drowned rat. It is the Arsenal podcast editor, Liam Roberts. Liam.
Do you want to know my favourite Arsenal partnership?
Go on.
It's Russ Hargreaves and Adrian Clark.
Nice.
I'm surprised
nice.
Neither of you went for that. That's,
we had a telepathic moment earlier with Sadio Mane as well. So
meant to be.
Very kind of you, Liam. Very kind.
So no results from last week. There's no game. Level pegging, 18 points apiece. This is going to be a skilled answer I'm going to need for you. So it's going to need all of your analysis, all of the skills you've got from the season.
So Clark is going to win this one then.
Of course, yep. I need to know which Arsenal player will touch the ball last at Anfield.
Ooh.
And hang on, you said skill. That's nonsense.
Dripping with irony as well as rain is this man this morning.
He is, yeah.
Is it me first?
It is, yes.
Okay. I am going to say, we've actually heard from him on the show already, I'm going to say that with Arsenal hopefully ahead at the time, Peter Cech will smash forward a goal kick deep into injury time, and having kicked that ball as it's in the air, the referee will blow the final whistle. So I'm going to say Peter Cech.
That is a shrewd pick. It's so often, don't they, the referees blow up when the goalkeeper boots the ball. So yeah, I know where you're coming from, right. Let's flip this around. I reckon Liverpool will take a goal kick, and they're going to aim it straight for Mustafi, and he's going to head it into the air, and then the ref's going to blow up. So I go for Mustafi.
I like this. No dark arts. There's no way of performing the dark arts this week on the competition. So
no, we're dumbing it down, aren't we? But no, I like it. It's all good.
Clarkey, loving your work, sir. When can we hear you or see you next?
I will be back hopefully with a breakdown this week, but you can definitely catch me on the matchday show for the Liverpool game. Cannot wait for that. Saturday evening, 5 o'clock, the show goes on air.
Adrian, Liam, thank you. Well, that's full time on this week's show. Our thanks to Peter Cech, to Rob Holding, Kelly Smith, Max Jones, and of course, Adrian Clark for their contributions today. Don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes, leaving us a 5-star review in the process. You can find us on Acast these days as well, so you'll never have the excuse to miss another episode. We're back on Monday, the 6th of March, and until then, it's bye for now. And come on, you Gunners!
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.